previously on Algoa FM.
This morning we chat SA Home Loans, unique product for self-employed. And on the line we have Cameron Donaldson, a regional manager at SA Home Loans with more than 20 years of dedicated service. He oversees sales growth across the Eastern Cape and George, bringing both experience and passion to his role. With a BCom in industrial psychology, Cameron has a genuine love for developing people and is known for his approachable leadership style, strong work ethic, and ability to lead by example. Outside of work, Cameron is motivated and supported by his wife and two sons, one completing matric and the other in his third year at university. He also enjoys running and making the most of family time. Cameron, it is a pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to chat to you, Asha.
So let's chat about this unique product. How does SA Home Loans make home ownership easier for self-employed clients?
Well, actually, basically the self-employed person, I think anybody living would know that not every self-employed is the same as the next self-employed next to him. So basically we do tailored solutions, which we look at the unique financial profile of the actual applicant himself to make sure that we are sort of getting a bespoke product for them. We give them flexible options for debt consolidation and access to cash if they need it. And most importantly, we've got a dedicated consultant, an SA Home Loans consultant, that works directly with the particular self-employed person just to make sure that their journey with us is a perfect one.
And how does SA Home Loans assess the income of self-employed individuals? Because you've mentioned that it is different from each individual.
Yes, absolutely. So essentially what we do is we want to look at the income that the self-employed business is generating. We want to look at the consistency of it and the sustainability of it, because obviously without the sustainability of a self-employed income, that's what they need to generate income in order to pay and service the bond. So that's the most important thing that we look at. And then we do averages. So we kind of look at the average over income over a period. We typically look at a 6 months business period in terms of the banking, and we look for any fluctuations. And it could be self-employed out there that have what we call seasonal income. So there might be sort of farmers where they have a lot of income in one particular part of the year, and then it sort of goes down in another part of the year. So we do certainly take an average to check for fluctuation. And then we also try and look at what is the separation of personal and business. What is the business paying for? What is the personal individual of that business paying for? Just to make sure that we're on the same track and we give them a good opportunity to get a home loan approved.
I must say that's quite helpful, because everyone is different and the economy, you never know what the business is going to be doing. So that's quite helpful. What documentation is typically required from self-employed applicants? I'm sure it's different than someone that is permanently employed.
Yes, yeah, the different salary person. So essentially we're looking for comprehensive financial records. So that'd be the most recent annual financial statements that they've drawn up. We would look at bank statements. So typically we'd look at the last 6 months, the latest 6 months business bank statements, the latest 6 months personal bank statements. And then we'll also want to get an income letter from the accountant to give us an understanding as to what the income is that the individual of the business is able to draw. And where possible, we will engage with the accountant directly if the self-employed is busy or unable to do it. Or sometimes I say, look, I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for. Speak to my accountant and with consent, we will engage directly with the accountant and get the list of documentation to them so that they can provide us with that information.
Okay, so it's quite easy. You help them throughout the whole process.
Absolutely. We will hold the hand as tight as they want us to hold it.
So why is pre-approval especially important for self-employed applicants?
It's a very important question, and I'm glad you asked it, because basically, it strengthens your buying position. So, you know, I used this example the other day with somebody. You know, you don't go into the swimming pool if you don't know how to swim, just in case you fall in. So you've got to be prepared and make sure that you're ready for a transaction or an event to take place. So pre-approval is so important because, again, as I said, it strengthens your buying position so that you can actually possibly negotiate a better price with the seller and the agent if you are looking at purchasing a property. It also, and probably most importantly, it allows time to resolve any potential issues. So, for example, you can come to us prior to actually making a transaction or a purchase transaction or purchase decision, and we can pick up a few things that possibly need to be fixed, or maybe the accountant says, look, I can't provide this right now, but if I need time or I need X, Y, and Z to do that, It allows you time to do that so that you can resolve the potential issues. And then it also just manages expectations to streamline the final process. So pre-approval, getting to understand exactly what you qualify for prior to actually making the decision is so important.
I have to ask, Cameron, the pre-approval, that you're not bound to anything with the pre-approval, right?
Absolutely not. So basically, we're giving you an indication to what your buying power is so that you can then go and confidently look for a property in that price range. So you're not bound to it, and you don't have to proceed with it, but it certainly gives you an idea as to what you qualify for rather than making a decision and walking into a home, falling in love with it, making an offer, and then finding out you actually don't qualify for that smart bond. So that is disappointing for you and your family, especially if you've falling in love with the place. So rather get an idea as to what you qualify beforehand before you go and make those choices and look for a property.
Yeah. Last question. What distinguishes SA Home Loans from traditional banks?
I do believe it's our service. So we have an in-house program and process called Amazing Service, and it really is fantastic. We kind of recognize anybody in the organization that is going the extra mile and we believe that that's part of our culture. So we're going to give great service to our applicants. And obviously, with that, the consultants that you're dealing with are going to build a relationship with you as the self-employed person so that you kind of hold your hand, as we spoke about earlier, throughout the journey. We're not a bank, so we're a home loan specialist. We just simply focus on helping you get the best deal for yourself. And then obviously we do have, and what is quite unique about it, we do have direct access to the credit decision maker. So if we're not happy with the answer, we can query it, or we can fully understand what the query is or the problem is, so that we can relay it back to the client, who can then relay it back to the accountant, who can then provide us with the information. So you've got a clear, transparent understanding of the process and throughout the journey. So it's not just a one-off contact. We build relationships and we build them for life.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. That is Cameron Donaldson, the Regional Manager at SA Home Loans. With more than 20 years of dedicated service, he oversees sales growth across the Eastern Cape and George.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.